Our life is filled with exciting adventures. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Our life is filled with interesting adventures. We monks like to have a little amusement in the evening. We'll watch a valuable piece of film or something. And we've been watching My Three Sons. And in watching My Three Sons, we have been learning how to be good people. Because my three sons are good people. They have good values. And the father is always teaching them better values even. But he's doing it in such a way that they think they're teaching themselves. And it's the best way to learn, of course. So, we have lots of exciting adventures that take place in our life. And we really enjoy it. Like, we're always doing things for our neighbors. When our neighbors are having difficulty, we rush over with our tractor to clean up their program where the water is running under their house and through things there. And I mean, my goodness sakes, what do we know about that? But we go and do what we can. And whenever anybody around here needs any prayer help or anything, we're right there. When they need any of this, whatever, if they call upon us at all, we're right there for them. Well, we walked out to the road. I walked out to the road. I heard the tractor going by. And I thought, gee, that's our handyman out there with the tractor. And I looked, and there was a neighbor. Our neighbor, Art, driving a giant tractor, like maybe half again as big as ours. And what should he have as his goad, his encouragement, but his beautiful wife hanging on to the side of the tractor. And she's just singing merrily and looking here and there and just enjoying herself. And I thought to myself, wow, what a relationship that is. What a here they are working together and being neighborly, you know, coming in because we just had a big rain and it rutted the roads up a little bit. And so he's straightening out our roads so when he comes to visit with his car, he doesn't fall down the ditch. And he's a smart man. So he goes around and cleans up everything and fix it up, and I saw him, and I said, gee, thanks a lot. He says, glad to do it. And I said, I sure could use a Gannon like you got on the back of your tractor. Well, you can come borrow it anytime you want. Just borrow the Gannon. He didn't say I could borrow his tractor. But c'est la vie, you know. We had two young men living near us, and they wanted to borrow our tractor, but they didn't ask us. They asked somebody else. And somebody else gave him permission to use the tractor because they were using it. That was a Caterpillar. And so then they're working in their field, and the cat of the Caterpillar of the one side came off. And so instead of fixing it, they let it sit there. And they let it sit there for 2 or 3 months, or longer, really. And finally I noticed that it was there and it wasn't where it should be. And I said, why isn't that tractor back in our place, you know? Are you going to leave it parked in that field? Well, you know, that thing came off. And I said, well, that's not our problem. You borrowed it, it came off, put it on. When it started coming off, you should have put it back on again before it got all the way off. And yeah, you're right, you're right. Well, another month or two went by, maybe more. And finally, the tractor was in our backyard again. And you see, we give, but we also stand up for principle. We stand up for what is right and how things should be done. And we're always out to be helpful to anybody that we can, and it always comes back. And it comes back in beautiful, wonderful, abundant ways. But that's the way life is. That's the way my three sons are being trained, that they just give. And one of the boys is just of that in-between stage age, you know, where he has an older brother who is so much better than him, a younger brother who doesn't give a darn, he's just himself. He's just a neat little kid, you know. And pain in the neck at times, too, you know, because he always wants to be where his older brothers are. And the older brother doesn't want any of the family to be where he is because he's off on his new adventures of becoming a young adult. Well, the young brother, the middle brother, he is charming and cute and all sorts of neat things about him. But he has the feeling that that he's not as good as anybody else. He just is always, the teachers say, you should be like your older brother and have grades like he did. And the father didn't say anything about that. But what he did say to the young man, he says, Ravi, if you just do whatever you do for you and do your best, that's all anyone would ask of you. And that's all you can ask of yourself. But there's no competition. There's no comparison because you're you. And the reason you didn't do this is because you quit halfway. And every time you quit halfway, you miss the success you could have had if you'd gone all the way. Like he had him put up some shelves in the garage. The older brother put up half the shelf, then he put up his half in a very shaky way. And it all fell down on top of his father's car. All the suitcases and trunks and stuff. And if I'd been the father and come in and seen that, I would have been furious because my car all dented up. Well, I should really look at the young man who did a foolish thing by not doing it correctly, not following the plan, and that his heart and his emotions were all in a tangle because of what had happened. And somehow to get him to feel good about himself so that he will do everything to his best and not just slipshod, then I have made a great step. And this is what the father did with the boy. And this is what the older brother came in. And the older brother had himself had a foul ball. And so he was able to come in and admit to his younger brother and the father, he said, well, boy, I sure goofed it today. I didn't get the job because I came on the job thinking I was better than anybody else and thinking that I could do anything and thinking I was going to show them how to run their business that they've been running and they were hiring me to work for them. And sure, I stuck my foot right in my mouth, you know, and this is what we do. But he noticed it. And the younger brother heard that, but he heard it quietly and he acted upon it. And this is how we have the adventures of our life. If we just hear how things are going in the world, that everyone isn't having it as easy as we are, you know. And other people who think that they're better than we are, they're not really better than we are. They just don't realize what they've not been doing. But we don't realize what they've not been doing either. Because if we realize what they've not been doing, then we're not doing what we're doing. Mm-hmm. Because every time we're thinking about somebody else not doing something, we're not doing 100 times more, unfortunately. But we have so many adventures in our life. And all we have to do is be ourselves and have fun. All we have to do is just love ourselves and love the world and enjoy every moment. So, that's my gift for you today. Be yourself and have fun. And don't try to impress me, because I've been impressed by the best. And me. So, you just go and be you and have fun, and I'll be me and have fun, and we'll all sit under the Christmas tree and drink a glass of wine.
Oh, yes.
So, have a lovely day,
thank
and
you.
Know that I love you eternally.
Love you.